Have you ever been match made in a relationship and had it work out? In today's episode of Zikoko's Love Life, Olufumi and Elizabeth talk about their serious relationship that started because a mutual friend decided to match make them. They also talk about getting married in less than 6 months and how navigating marriage and pregnancy works.
My earliest memory of her was a phone call. My brother's wife was the one who did the matchmaking. She said she had a friend she would like me to meet, and then she gave me Elizabeth's contact number.
His older brother's wife was my childhood friend. After she gave Olufumi my number, he called me a few times and tried to initiate a conversation, but I wasn't matching his energy. He would leave messages for me and I would reply the next day. I mean, it's not like I wanted to do it that way. I was just working at an Indian company and the workload was so much, I barely had time to keep up conversations.
After calling and texting her a few times and not getting any kind of response I wanted, I decided to give it one last shot. And if I got the same lack of energy, I would let things go. Fortunately, she responded that day and we spoke for a pretty long time. That was what changed the trajectory of the whole relationship.
The thing is, he thought I was playing hard to get. Me that was collapsing under the weight of all the work I had to do. Anyways, I explained my situation to him and he understood it. It was easier to keep up conversation after that. We began to ask questions about each other and just basic things that friends would want to know.
The physical meeting happened a day after her birthday. This was 1 month after we began texting. It was during COVID and all the fun places were closed, so she came over to my place. When I saw her, my first thought was, wow, I've seen PA before, but this is a discovery.
The meeting was okay. I mean, I came all the way from Ibadan to Lagos, and when I saw him, I thought, so this man is this handsome. I won't even lie. When his photos were shared with me, the first thing that came to my mind was, hey God, who is this old man? But immediately I saw him, that changed to Omo, this is the kind of man I want.
I wasn't really interested in specs. All I wanted was someone divinely given to me by God to just soothe me and make my life's journey easier. And since I had already committed it to God in prayer, I decided to go with the flow. Her coming into my life was a perfect arrival of the perfect person. And I was grateful to God. She was dark, tall, and shapely in all the right places.
Knowing Olufumi through my childhood friend made everything easier. But even then, I think my idea of who I wanted as my spec was loosely constructed.
I am AS, and finding a lady with an AA genotype was becoming difficult. The few women I met had their own issues. They were either AS or of a different belief system, or unserious, or even unfaithful. One of them shattered my heart seriously. She's Yoruba, from Ondo State, and a church worker. And things were smooth between us until I found out that she accepted someone's proposal on Instagram. I didn't see the post. It was a friend who did and asked me if we're good. I didn't know what was happening, so I said, yeah, we're good. Then the friend said she didn't think so and forwarded the post to me. When I called my babe to ask for confirmation, her response was, yes, you have seen it and you have seen it now. That's it. And she ended the call. That was the last thing we talked about till date. She never called to apologize or anything. After that happened, I just mellowed down completely. Apparently, this mellowing down was taking too long and my sister-in-law decided to step in by introducing her friend to me.
I've had several relationships that ended in hot premium tears. The last one was the most painful. I had introduced the guy to my parents and was confident that it would lead to marriage. But my guy said I was taking things too fast and cut ties with me. After I got my balance back, I told myself that I wanted no relationship. Let me just be on my own. And then one day, my friend who I'm not spoken to in a really long time, texted me to ask if I was in a relationship. At first, I thought, what kind of question is this early morning? But I told her I wasn't, and she said, okay, no problem. Later, she informed me that she has a brother-in-law who was not in a relationship, but was a really good person, and she wanted to connect us. Because it was her, I said to give the person my number.
Before Elizabeth and I was on our first date, I asked for confirmation about her genotype. I think she went to do another test to confirm the AA and then sent the result. I also insisted that we would not meet physically until we got a go-ahead from God. So she should pray and be sure she really wanted this. What I didn't tell her was that I had already prayed, even my mom too. I had also consulted my pastor and all the answers were good. When I knew her birthday was coming, I used it as the perfect opportunity to meet her and give her my answers. I asked what gift she wanted and she just wanted my response. I told her it was positive. We're good to go.
See, my friend told me he was a spirikoko who was highly invested in prayers and spiritual protocols. So I knew I had to match up. While I was praying for the confirmation, I informed my mother and my reverend and pastors. They wanted to know what he looked like and where he worked. My pastor's wife collected his social media handle and checked him on Facebook. Later, when we met for Bible study, she said the check was done and he was black and shining, but that did not mean the prayers would not continue. It was a complete prayer circle and the answers were positive all through. By the time my birthday was approaching and he asked what I wanted, I told him to just give me the answer from his end. Apparently, this man already had the answer. He just wanted to stress me.
I had to be on guard, please, before you come and crush my freshly mended heart.
Good job. After the confirmation came the family meeting. He came to Ibadan to see my people, and I also went to see his people.
There was no time to waste since I already knew what I wanted and wasn't dating for fun, but for a relationship that would end in marriage. Her people were friendly and welcoming, and that was it for me. I proposed to her indoors during one of those times she came visiting.
I have always wanted a surprise proposal with my friends there and all of that, but this spirikoko person, he likes his things coded. His own proposal happened during one of my visits to his place. I went to get something in the kitchen, and when I came back, I saw something shiny placed on top of my phone. It turned out to be the ring. Next thing, he knelt down and asked if I would marry him.
I can assure you, I wasn't trying to be spiritual. There was COVID and all the cool spots were closed. If they were not, we would probably have gone to a nice restaurant and I would have done it in the way everyone perceives to be the right way now. At that period, that was the best I could do. I didn't want them to come and arrest us for flouting COVID rules. Married life has been good though. I don't have to do things or think about most things myself anymore. There is someone to share my life with, and she's sweet, caring, fragile, and very understanding. I'm still learning how to love her and how to be a husband. And even now, after 6 months of marriage, I don't think I've even scratched the surface yet.
Marriage has been sweet, and sweet is even an understatement. He has been the best husband, and he makes sure I don't lack anything. He's supportive too, and when I tell him I'm not feeling good, he cooks and does things to make life comfortable for me. He's also prayerful, caring, and very...
For me, the best part of it is having rest of mind that I married a good woman. When I think about us, what I feel is immense contentment. With her, I feel like I have everything and want nothing more.
There's been a few misunderstandings. For example, he might accuse me of something I did not do, like placing something in the wrong place. This can be so annoying. But after getting angry for a short while, we settle and let it go.
When she was in her first trimester, she wasn't really audible. She would say something. I asked her to speak up like 3 or 4 times before I would pick up whatever she was saying. I got frustrated one day and stopped asking her to speak up. Also, I wasn't comfortable like collecting things from non-family members, and we had a misunderstanding about that too because she didn't like the idea. Our relationship wasn't up to 6 months before we got married, and these misunderstandings help us know each other better. when we have misunderstandings, we sit down to talk until things are completely ironed out. No misunderstanding passes to us. Communication just does it for us. I've heard couples say sex solves things for them, but I don't think this is a practical solution for us. I mean, your hearts are far apart, so how does sex come in? What if it works for them? Well,
me, I'm the kind of person who likes to iron things out the moment I notice that things are wrong. Even if he's not ready to talk, I press until he gives in. We either talk this thing through, or we're not going anywhere.
One thing I want to change is the fact that she farts a lot. But I think it's the pregnancy, so I understand. In fact, I have started accepting it. She also wasn't audible in the early months of pregnancy, but I have become used to that too. She's carrying a nation or two or even three inside her. Yeah. And I cannot even afford to be angry at whatever she does. I have also read about how ladies can be during pregnancy, and I think she's doing quite well.
He's so fond of accusing me wrongly. Last Sunday, I carried his bag after service, and I had found the bag scattered, so I arranged it as I could. He's really meticulous, so I knew he would come back to rearrange it the way he liked. But he came and accused me of scattering his bag without even asking me what happened. I got angry and told him to stop doing that. I keep telling him I don't like when he does that, and he says he will change.
It's not in my attitude now. Even if I would judge or say something, I would ask questions. That day, I thought she was the one because she was sitting next to my bag and no one else had permission to check my stuff. It turned out to be my older brother.
Though I'm yet to see 100%, I believe he'll change. Here's one thing I never want him to stop though, being caring. I want him to continue being caring. I've heard of guys who would transfer their love and affection to the children after they are born, and I hope that he will not be like that. Olufunmi is so caring. He would get home and say, "Babe, I got something for you, check my bag." He understands me and loves me in a way that makes me feel valued and appreciated.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say we are an 8. I wouldn't say we are perfect because we can't know ourselves completely. Maybe when we get to that point where I can read her mind and tell her exactly what she's going to say, word for word, like I do when I am watching a Nigerian movie, then I'll give us a 10.
For me, it's 9. When we get to that point where we know each other completely, then it will be a 10. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Zikoko's Love Life. For more episodes of love like Olufumi's and Elizabeth's, please visit us on www.zikoko.com. Thank you.